Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton basketball coach Jake Bennett. And Jake, the season's wrapped up now, and kind of take a look back at the year that was. First off, as far as you, this is your second year as the coach. Coming into this year, did you know of anything you were going to change from year one?
There's some strategy type stuff that you'd kind of change year to year just based off of the people that you have. We had a lot of people back, so it wasn't necessarily a ton of us changing a ton tactically. But other than that, it was really just staying the course with what we were trying to build. So last year was year one of trying to kind of lay a foundation and trying to build the type of culture that we have and just the things we wanted to accomplish as a program to kind of take that next step. And then this year was just kind of building upon the same foundation. So probably a little bit more heightened intensity in practice. It was a little bit better because we weren't introducing a whole lot of new stuff where we were last year. So that was kind of helpful, just to spend practice a little bit more on strategy and not a whole lot of here's how we're implementing what we want to implement. Those things I think were probably the main things that we changed, but having a lot of people back this year, playing a lot of varsity minutes kind of helped with being able to kind of stay the course this year.
And you said from day one that the girls that once you stepped in last year and then this year have been real receptive.
Absolutely. And it's going to be, you know, tough just kind of reflecting on the last few weeks of just, you know, the basketball season. It'll be tough to leave this year knowing that we're not going to have those five seniors come back next year because they were such an integral part of changing the culture and taking the next step forward and just being so coachable and so willing to do what's needed to. I kind of told them when we first got here that they're in a tough spot, the seniors were especially, because it takes time to see change in things. And they were going to have to be the group that just say, you know what, we might not see results right away, and we're going to be okay with that because we know we're investing for the future. We know we're investing for all the little kids that we go and see at the elementary schools and all the camps that we have. So we kind of took them to the gym and showed, like, just sat them down in front of a camp one time and just said, hey, this, just take a look at all the girls that you see in the gym. Like, what you're doing right now, those are the girls that you're doing it for. So when they get to the high school program, then they can see Newton girls basketball be successful because of what you've done and the culture that you've established. And they took that with stride. And it's hard to find a group that's just willing to do that. And it'll be tough not to have them in the locker room next year because they're just great leaders.
Yeah, I talked to a couple of those seniors about some of those visits. Of course, the seniors you're losing are Haley Dickerson, Bella Winther, Alex Riney, Evie Main, and Alex Jarvis. Don't want to miss her. She was one of the captains on the team. And kind of talk about that group was all. I mean, you talked a little bit about it, but what they brought to the team.
Yeah, kind of what I was talking about, the leadership is just absolutely incredible. Well, I talked to some of the girls. We're going through, we're about halfway through player interviews right now, just kind of exiting the season, just reflecting on, you know, next year and our returners coming back next year, what they can do in the offseason and whatnot. But just talking to the underclassmen, It's incredible. I didn't really maybe realize it in the moment during the season, but kind of looking back and reflecting and listening to these underclassmen talk, they all say that it is just incredible how welcome they felt and how much of a team that they felt and the friendships that they created from the senior class specifically. And our other girls too, our juniors and sophomores, but they really put forth effort as far as just making sure everyone felt welcome. And I could ask any girl in the locker room, did you feel like you were valued? Did you feel like you were part of the team? And specifically from all the players, and they would say absolutely 100%. And I've been a part of that culture at Central College where, you know, they had finished last in their conference. And then the year I was there, they went from last to winning the conference. And the culture in the locker room was just incredible. And I kind of saw that this year too with these senior girls. Just establishing that in the locker room. And, you know, I think sometimes we were able to play better than maybe we were supposed to. And I think that's probably because when you have a team that's just so focused on everyone else and not themselves and individually, there's a lot of things that can happen in the locker room that translates to you playing better basketball and playing team basketball. And a lot of times you play better than how you probably should or how you're expected to play. And so we were able to accomplish a lot of goals this year that seemed like a stretch, and we were able to win a home playoff game and, you know, be really, I mean, the first half of the Carlisle game, it was a 3-point game going into the half. And so we were able to outplay probably what we were expected to do just based off of leadership from that upperclassman group alone. Besides that, just, you know, that's kind of the off the court stuff. On the court, they just have experience in leadership and kind of the things that we've done in practice that are translating to the basketball games, the calmness that they can bring to the court. They just play so hard all the time. And that's one of the identities that our team has. I think defensively, our team was phenomenal this year. I think I looked at the stats, and of all 4A class teams, I think there's 43 or 44 yeah. or something there. Our defense ranked 12th, and you know, there's some really good basketball teams. You know, there's eight of them in the state tournament, and all eight of them have top eight defenses. So for us to be near that mark really just shows the type of heart, the type of passion that these seniors and everyone of the other girls play with, especially. You know, they're going to be tough to not have. Yeah. It's going to be a different dynamic, but we're also confident in the girls that we're bringing up next year, too. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, when you feel valued and part of a team, you don't want to let them down. And so you give that extra effort, not only in the games, but the girls that didn't get in, you know, they'll do that in practice because they want to make the team better.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, after our loss to Carlisle in the second round, you know, there were girls crying in the locker room, but it was just so cool to see that it wasn't necessarily I think as coaches, we kind of have to realize, like, basketball is not the end-all, be-all for most of these high school kids. And so in the locker room, the tears weren't necessarily, I'm done playing basketball, but a lot of the tears came from teammates of the seniors, too. They were just, I don't want to lose you and don't want to
be around you all the time.
Yeah, and so it's really cool to see that, and it speaks a lot to the character of these senior girls.
Well, you got a lot of playing time to fill next season. I know we saw some of the talent come up from the freshman level. Addison Sibulik played quite a bit. Emerson Ray got in there sometime. And, of course, Sophia Cody, too.
Yep, and Cameron Klein's another one in there, too. All four of those girls are going to, I think, kind of be natural when they step into this role next year. We tried the best that we could to make sure that we were able to get them playing time and not just playing time in the last 2 minutes of a game where the game's already decided. But we wanted to try to get them as much as we could where we felt comfortable getting into game time where it was, you know, it mattered and it was a really key part of the game. And so there were times in the game where we had to put some freshmen in and later on throughout the year because we had done it a little bit more often in the beginning of the year. I had confidence to put them in at times. So I know there were times in our playoff game against Boone where we had to put them in and they had some key moments. So I remember Cameron Klein hitting a really big three that kind of opened the door against Boone and Sophia Cody coming in and playing lockdown defense. Addie came in and locked down in the post and hit a really big mid-range jumper in that game. I think of several times I put Emerson Ray in defensively in the last moments of either a half or a quarter and we needed her to lock something down and just be in there, and she came up and was big and had stops when we needed to and had some really key rebounds. So all four of those girls, along with Brooke and Peyton and Tori next year, I think they're going to just be able to kind of fit naturally. And because we have the culture that we do in the locker room, those girls already feel a part of the family. And so I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of, I don't really know how to play with you or like, you know, I don't think there's going to be as much of that next year. So that'll be good because sometimes it takes some time to figure out how to play with people. They haven't played with a whole lot, but just because, you know, in practice, we constantly mix teams together. We didn't have a first team and a second team scrimmaging each other. And then, you know, we had a mix of girls in throughout the season in different parts of games and in key moments that I think that'll kind of come a little bit naturally. And, you know, the four freshmen coming up that are going to play with, you know, Tori, Peyton, and Brooke, they're already, you know, have that experience. And I'm confident that they have the abilities to kind of get to that next level. So. Yeah. We'll see. It'll be interesting for sure. There's going to be some growing pains along the way, I think, but I'm pretty confident that they're going to be able to step in and do some great things.
Well, it's always fun to watch the girls play. They always play hard, and it was had some good moments this year, and to look forward for more next year.
Absolutely, yeah. It'll be fun, and you know, I'm just really excited for this next step for the girls to take. So appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for talking to us all year. We appreciate your time.
Yep, thank you very much.
Jake Bennett, the head girls basketball coach, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.